Philadelphia passenger loses shoes, shirt, wig allegedly brawling with airline employees alongside daughter. By Michael Foster on February 5, 2023. A mother and her daughter allegedly brawled with Spirit Airlines employees in Philadelphia on Monday, losing a few articles of clothing along the way. The fight occurred at around 7:30 p.m. Monday night at the Philadelphia International Airport after the mother and daughter, who were boarding a flight to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, were told the airline would have to charge an additional fee given the size of their bags, the Daily Mail reported. An argument ensued, during which the 17-year-old female attempted to access Jetway and was halted, allegedly provoking the girl to punch and pull the hair of an unnamed complainant, a police statement published by the outlet said. Soon, the dispute turned physical, and the passengers were clawing at the staff, Simple Flying detailed. Eventually, the fighting became so intense that the 39-year-old mother lost her shirt and shoes in the brawl, leaving her fighting in just her bra. A video appears to show the two passengers wrestling with three airline employees next to a door, with others attempting to intervene as the fight escalated. In the background, a young boy can be heard screaming, and at one point, he can be seen punching an airline employee, apparently in defense of the passengers. A witness quoted by the Daily Mail expressed sympathy for the child. "Regardless of what he did, he's just a kid, he looked distraught," he said. It is not clear what relationship the child might have to the passengers. The post-millennial noted that the now shirtless and shoeless mom then grabbed a keyboard and swung it before an airline employee tore off her wig. In August, Breitbart News covered another fight involving Spirit Airlines in which a passenger was involved in a physical altercation with an airline contractor after complaining that she could not find a seat on the plane and calling the man a homophobic slur. The man was later suspended by his employer.